Yeah, he had the right focus. He had the right tone. Focus right because it was on jobs and the economy. Clearly, we have not come back jobs-wise. The economy did not go totally under. It would have, I think, but for the action of the president and most of the Congress. But we haven't seen the jobs come back the way they've got to come back. So that's his focus. It's the right one. I thought his tone was really good. I thought basically a bipartisan tone and very, very optimistic. He was eloquent in that optimism. And that's essential that we have a president that keeps optimism very much front and forward.
Well, obviously, part of a State of the Union address is there's always going to be some partisan support and non-support. But there seemed to be quite a few moments last night where there was a positive bipartisan response to some of the ideas and initiatives, at least, that were put forth by the president. Does this give you hope that maybe some progress will be made here in the next year on some ideas?
Well, I hope so. Again, some of the specific ideas ought to be able to get Republican support. I mean, we've in the Senate had the Republicans to a person say no to everything. Now, I don't know how they're going to say no to tax credits for small business investment. We haven't got the jobs coming back yet. We've got to find a way to do that. Small businesses have always been the generators of jobs, at least in the last couple of decades. And they have not benefited from the banks that have been saved. We saved our banks. We should have. That doesn't mean we should have made it possible for some of these Wall Street bank executives to get huge bonuses. But generally, we had to preserve this financial system of ours. We did that. We took very tough action to do it. Some of it not very popular, as the president pointed out. But that has not been translated yet into credit for small business. That's what we've got to do.
Do you feel that this speech was able to maybe sort of set a reset button in terms of the administration's focus? That we've been hearing a lot about healthcare and business and the banks and all of that, now focusing into jobs. Do you think that did do that and will resonate with the public?
I do. I think the public wants us to focus on the economy and on jobs, and they obviously are right. The suffering is real, and we know that in Michigan more than anywhere.
I was going to say that with Michigan in particular, we do have a tie there that, as soon as the jobs start, we'd be happy to have them.
Right. It does resonate. And the president's focus is right, but I thought also the optimism and his tone is exactly what you want in a president. It reflects the kind of the toughness of the American people. And it's got to do that. And any American president that's worth his salt is going to be an optimist in this country because we're a bunch of optimists.
I do think that, and of course, we're running a little bit low on time here, but the idea with shifting the focus to jobs and the economy, it seems like that may have a stronger resonance than maybe some of the health care reform and whatnot that has been either so rancorously thrown around that the bipartisanship didn't happen with that, to the whole idea of people maybe just want to hear about the basic thing about getting back to work, that it seems like maybe that is going to work out of this address. Would you say so?
Yeah, I do. I think the people wanted that focus shifted. That doesn't mean we don't have health care problems. We do. The insurance reforms are essential. We got to reduce some of these huge increases in costs. We got to get the efficiencies, which will come from the use of technology, particularly information technology, which has not been applied the way it needs to be in the healthcare field, at least across the board. So, yeah, we can't give up on the needed reforms in healthcare to try to get the premiums under control, costs under control, get everybody insured. That's a huge cost, not just to those who aren't insured, but to all of us who have to pay for that through the overuse of emergency rooms for non-emergency purposes. There's still that need, but the first and foremost need is the economy and jobs.